Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, Anna and I go way off brand.
Oh, went to Sandman.
Bring me a dream. Da, 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 da. You are the cutest that I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica.
If I should die before I wake.
Enjoy the show. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Right now, I have your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250. New friend of the show, Father Wixmas, is looking after celebrity gifts this year, but he's forgotten to fill in the tags. Correctly identify which celebrity the present he's currently holding belongs to, and you can win the gift card. And hoping to do just that is Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you doing? Would you want to say good morning to Father Wixmas as well, Lisa?
Hello, Lisa.
Oh, yes. Oh, I forget. Good morning, Father Wixmas.
Yes, good morning. Have you been a good girl this year?
I have, yes.
Okay, good. You don't have to answer that legally, just to let you know, Lisa, but thank you for playing along. So, Father Wixmas, you're clutching this mystery celebrity gift.
Yes.
Do you want to give it a little squidgle and see, say what you see?
Yes, yes. Let me have a little look at it here now. I'm hoping they won't mind that this gift is slightly damaged. I dropped it on the street outside. For a moment, it became the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. You see, I need to get this sorted. Santa said to me, when I come around, I want all those gifts labelled, you American idiot. I thought this was a bit harsh, as I'm not even American. But the big man is under a lot of stress. It's a real brain stew. Ooh. At this time of the year. It's a deep cut there. I think it's probably an album tracker. Or can become a bit of a basket case, he can. In a way, I can't wait for the holiday season to end. I'm going to have a lie down now. Wake me up when December ends.
Very nice. Okay, so Lisa, who's that gift for, do you think?
I think it's for Green Day.
It is for Green Day.
Yay!
I mean, it is for Green Day, isn't it, Father Wixmas?
I think it is, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well done, Lisa. You've got yourself a £250 Wix gift card. What are you going to spend it on?
I want to do the floor in the kitchen, so I'll put it towards that.
New floor in the kitchen. Good job. Have a great Christmas, Lise. We'll speak to you real soon. Thanks for tuning into the Breakfast
Thanks
Show. Bye for now. Take care. That was all thanks to our good friends with, let's say, Winter Benefits Wix, helping you to stay warm with great deals on coal, logs and kindling. You can shop in-store or online right now. It's wix.co.uk. Thank you, Father Wixmas.
You're welcome, Dave. I'll see you in my grotto down in the local Wix store. Full of, full of all your DIY needs.
Do they know you've got a grotto?
No.
Wix okay, this?
I'm camping out on the roof until then.
Is there someone we can call for you, sir?
What's your name? And why is that radio DJ tied up in your grotto?
I've been rambled. The Dave Berry
Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Both fun guys to be with. Allow me to explain. yesterday, during the social ammunition, Matt had two stories. One was about a giant mushroom that somebody found while they were foraging and fed her family for a week. The other one was about a charming Dublin-based barkeep who sings when he pours a pint of Guinness. And what I should have said after that yesterday was both fun guys. But it's taken me 24 hours to think of the punchline.
So, good as well.
So I mean,
that's not too late. That's okay.
I don't know if in the world of comedy.
Indiana Jones grabbing his hat from under the door at the last second. Just got it in at the last.
So there we go. That's your social ammunition really punchline 24 hours after the event. You're very much welcome. Matt, you're going to wrap us up here for the year.
Yeah, it's like an end of year rundown, a whistle stop tour through the past 12 months on social media.
I'm so excited about this.
So early on in the year, we had Willie's chocolate experience on an industrial estate in Glasgow.
That
was back in February. The image of the sad Oompa Loompa ingrained in our collective consciousness forever. Then there's so much stuff going viral. There was a Cockney granny watching Saltburn, Gary Barlow, the wine connoisseur.
My idea of a very nice day out.
we can't accept drum and bass on University Challenge. We need Jungle, I'm afraid. Scouse Baby, Scouse Cat, an endless stream of weird AI voice top tens. Remember them? We went mad for them for a while.
Did,
We had a possessed Mick Hucknall as well.
Going somewhere, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get.
I think one of my favourite clips of the year. As is Sir Jeff Hurst's Budweiser plug at the Euros. This was gratuitous. This was.
I had to read support in England. Just finished off an advert for Budweiser. which has been very interesting. And I think one great thing about supporting England is you can support England from all over the country, not just at the games, but in pubs and bars, just enjoying a nice glass of Budweiser. So it's that's one of the most important things.
There it is. They need to pay for it.
Everyone needs that.
No, it's Sir Jeff. He can do what he likes. Go on, Sir Jeff.
Elsewhere, there was the German sewing machine techno, the Brat Summer, Gen Z speak marketing videos on TikTok, Bevo swallowing more stuff, talking chickens that I thought were real for a brief moment. And the Christopher chicken.
Oh, Grease! Christopher!
Oh, Grease! I think even Glenn became a talking chicken at one point, didn't he? With his Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. Trump talking about eating, people eating the cats and eating the dogs. This was an amazing remix.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the They're cat. Eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat.
Even better than the rap song, really. Eat the cat.
Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
What the Sigma, Skibbity Toilet Riz was banned in schools. My cousin just got turkey teeth. Nutella Man, Ray Gun breakdancing at the Olympics. The literal pole vaulter. Cypress Hill playing the London Symphony Orchestra with them at the Albert Hall like they did in The Simpsons. That was an amazing moment. Keir Starmer's AI fork. Remember him with the guys from Googaloo?
Somebody at Googaloo. think of it as like a fork. Said, you know, if you're trying to eat your dinner, a fork is quite a useful thing to have. But it can also be used to stab someone.
Classic Googaloo there.
Classic Googaloo. Yorkshire Pudding Boy, Cringe Aussie Wedding Rappers, the Aztec Death Whistle as well. This is quite loud, so prepare yourself and remember this. Absolutely horrible sound.
It sounds a lot like when Glenn did this.
Yeah. Jimmy Floyd.
There it is. Yeah. That's the
I killed a lot of people at Macapichu with that.
And then we'll end on this little remix based on the Aztec Death Whistle. That is your 2024 Social Ammo Wrapped. Thank you for talking about it later. I hope I've saved you some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Is the final breakfast show of 2024 and therefore coming up in about 10 minutes' time, the final round of five words, five grand. Whoa. Will we find a champion today? Will it be returning in 2025? Well, we are going to find out. And you know what? For the first time ever, I'm going to tell you all the first word.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah. Spicy. I like that. We'll
do more. Daddy can still surprise us. Yeah, you like that? Yeah. The first word this morning is father.
Okay.
There we
okay.
go.
Okay.
Well, what'd you right. do with that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. Five grand.
Absolute Radio.
And our player is Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Morning.
Welcome along to the show. It is great having you on board. So, Rebecca, you're in Staffordshire.
Yeah.
You love the main station.
We do, yeah.
We love you for that. And you once scored 5 out of 5 whilst playing along at home. So, do you know who that was with? Was it with Matt, was it with Anna or Glenn?
Do you know what? I can't even remember because it was about 2 years ago.
So. Right, okay, no, that's fair enough. Plus, they're all instantly forgettable characters. I know what you mean. I do. I've known them for years and sometimes I can forget their names, don't I? Big fella, hairy guy. Love him to bits. Okay, we're going to spin the random player generator and we'll see who you've got. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Dyson.
It is Matt Dyson. That is always a good thing. Matt, it's time for you to leave the studio, please.
Good luck, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Here's your walkout music. And he's gone. Now he's gone, Rebecca. Come closer. for the first time ever in this feature's history, I gave the first word out on air, which was father. Have you, what popped into your head then? Have you changed your mind since you first thought of it, or is it the same as it was about 20 minutes ago?
No, it's still the same.
Still the same, okay. In that case, Rebecca, what's the first word that comes to mind when I say father?
Christmas.
Yeah. Has to be.
Or Mackenzie, if we're thinking.
Or Ted.
Absolute Radio 60s. Or Ted.
Yeah. Or Wixmas. Father Wixmas was here, you know.
Wixmas would have been a crazy
The nation
answer.
Love him. The nation love him. Matt's never met him, though, of course, as we know. Okay, Rebecca, as you know, you've got four words remaining. I do need you to say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson's most likely to give, because I will be giving Matt the same five words shortly. And we'd love to make you a five words champion today. We really would. And your next word... is pear, P-E-A-R, pear.
Pear tree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Presents.
We were looking at double tree for a minute there, weren't we?
We were.
Your penultimate word is sand. S-A-N-D. Sand.
Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had pit, but yeah, castle's
man.
Good.
I had man as well.
Enter Sandman. Yeah. Gosh, you're so brand, you two. I love it.
Oh, no. How it goes? Oh, enter Sandman.
Bring me a dream. Da, 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 da. You are the cutest that I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica.
If I should die before I wake.
Oh, it's nice that you went for the cutesy 1950s version. Just as I was saying, you guys are so on brand, you bust that out. That's the last show of the year, don't worry. We've got time to research the playlist before we return. Okay, Rebecca, the final word for you is train. T-R-A-I-N. Rock and roll train, once you can't see. What do you got for train?
Train. Station.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Rebecca, that is a darn fine set of words, my friend. Bravo. Stay right there. Scatty Matty is in play next.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Rebecca, you are now the final person to play Five Words, £5,000 of 2024. Does that bring any extra pressure with it as far as you're concerned, or were you nervous enough as it is?
I think I was nervous enough anyway.
You've done really well. You've come across brilliantly as well, so I know that everybody listening is fully behind you. As we are, we wish you the best of luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Matt Dyson.
Yes.
And I've never said this, but please don't mess this up.
Okay.
I'll try.
The first word... is father.
Well, yeah. I've had a long time to think about this, so I think it has to be Christmas.
It's correct. Yeah. Oh, I'm so pleased about that. Yes.
Yes. Good. Good.
Oh, we thought you might say Wixmas for a while. I know you're dying to meet that guy. Okay. Up next is pear. P-E-A-R. Pear.
Pear. Tree.
Correct.
Has to be. Yes.
I'm liking this. We've gone route one here.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is the word. What's the first word that comes to mind when I say Christmas?
Tree. Do I do a double tree?
Double tree. Double tree.
Presents.
Presents.
No one's going with day.
Day. No, I thought it was going to be
the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one's gone with the name of Christmas.
There are so many options for Christmas. Sorry, Rebecca. That's,
yeah.
That's,
you got presents as your second choice. Let's do the remaining two words, shall we? What have you got for sand? S-A-N-D.
Castle.
Correct.
It is
correct. I can't wait for you to hear what Anna Geary did when that happened.
Really?
Oh, I can't wait. You need to listen to our own podcast. you need to listen back to your own breakfast show in the Rayo app, is what you need to do, Matt. And finally, what have you got for train?
Another one with loads of options. I'll go with train, ticket.
Station.
So there we go. 2024, five words of $5,000 ends on 3 out of 5 words for Rebecca. Rebecca, thank you for tuning in on the main station. Our biggest love to you and the family. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year, darling. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers now.
Bye.
Thanks, Rebecca.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And throughout the course of the year, in fact, over the last few years, a good way of demonstrating our musical prowess is a game of Beat the Intro. And throughout 2024, we have played it literally once a week. And the only time Anna scored any points was when I gave them to her because it was her birthday. Yeah. So this is your final chance. I want you to shout your name. Your name is your buzzer. Okay, loud and proud from you, Geary.
Okay.
You can do it. These are all Christmas songs. It's as simple as that.
Oh. Okay.
There's not some kind of convoluted link to something that I said 8 years ago that I've been brought up to date. None of that. It's just Christmas songs on Beat the Intro.
Okay.
So I hope you're playing along where you are. Your names are your buzzers. There's a point for the name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the song. And your first intro to Beat is this one.
Anna.
That's your Christmas present.
Right, I will steal this from you.
Yeah. Fairy Tale of New York.
Yes.
The Pogues.
Is correct.
Yes.
What we've learnt there is you've got the knowledge. We knew that all along. You just need the confidence to yell your name at the beginning.
You're right.
Okay, it's about the buzzing in.
Thanks,
the buzzing in that counts. Probably the best Christmas song ever.
Yeah, certainly up there, isn't it?
Okay, we also have this one.
Glenn. Sorry, Anna. Elton John's going to
come. Correct.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
I love Sir Elton John. I've had the pleasure, you know. I've interviewed him.
Wow, what a revelation.
I thought, why not go out on a bang? Yeah. It's the last show of the year, let it all hang out. Time for some home truths. You listening to me, David Furnish?
Wow.
Anyway. Right, up next, we've got this one.
Glenn.
Matt. Oh.
Glenn.
The Darkness, Down at the Bell's End.
Christmas time, Down at the Bell's End. I'll give it to you, because it's Christmas.
Thank you. I think he should only get 1 point for that.
No, surely. No, he's not. He's getting 4 points.
Glenn always ruins these Christmas games. It's not fair. You don't get a chance.
This is one of the great Christmas songs as well. Okay. Justin Hawkins. I've done him, you know. And finally,
what? Oh, Matt.
Glitter.
Matt Dyson.
All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey, but it's a strange intro, isn't it? It's like the
correct.
Extended,
wow. That's
the extended 12-inch version that I've never heard before. Wow.
You won't be limited by radio edits, will you, Matt?
Wow.
Yeah, we like this.
I've never heard that beginning.
No, I've never heard.
I'm pretty
sure
with the vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we hear the beginning again?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
What is this When You Wish Upon a Star nonsense?
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's like 1930s Disney.
Yeah, can anyone confirm if this is actually the start to...
No one ever plays
right,
this.
Right, All I Want for Christmas. Does anyone know? Mariah, are you listening? 8, 12, 15. Kerry Geddon for next year, I'm thinking. Think about that. Think about that. Right, at the end of round one of Christmas songs, the scores look like this. Matt, you have 2. Anna, you have 2. Bravo. Glenn, you're in the lead with 4. And there are 4 more intros to beat.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We did Christmas songs. Glenn's in the lead with 4 points. Anna and Matt currently tied on 2 apiece. And for round 2, it's still a bit of a nod to Christmas, but I'm going to focus on the Chris part of it all. So all of the bands and artists and songs you're about to hear have the word Chris in them somewhere.
Yeah, okay,
so it's a little bit tricky. Glenn's excited. Whoa. He likes the challenge.
Yeah.
So the first intro to Beat is this one.
Glenn.
What?
Glenn.
Chris Cornell, You Know My Name.
That's correct.
That was so quick. That was the guy, you went out on a limb there. You knew that was coming.
Yeah. Well, you're a time traveller, Glenn, because I swear I hadn't even pressed play on it.
I thought you meant Christmas songs by Chris's. So I was like, well, I've got a few on my sleeve.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Chris Rea,
and then I had to work backwards.
Wow, that's impressive.
You had to pivot. Yeah. Of course, I said that. It's a James Bond theme. So what about this one?
Oh,
Glenn.
Glenn.
Christine Queens?
Correct.
Yes.
Can't remember the name of the song.
Anyone know the name of the song? To steal a point.
Oh, wait. Can we hear more of it, actually, as we've got time? I'm naturally good. Is it that one? I don't know what that is. I'm naturally good or something. Yeah, I'm not going to get the name of this. Anna, come on.
I don't know.
Can I come back in again?
You can't get a point.
Go on. Is it Tilted?
It is Tilted, yeah.
See, that's the bit I was singing.
Do you know what?
Exactly the same.
Now I'm hearing it again. It's pretty close.
We're still listening out for Christmas songs.
It's just Chris.
Kringle and the Queens.
Yeah. Okay, just think Chris.
Matt Glenn.
Matt! Yes.
Oh, no!
Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Yeah, but you won't be able to name the song, will you?
No, because I never know any Coldplay song names.
But you got Coldplay.
So Paradise. Paradise.
No,
can I? Yes, guys. Adventure of a Lifetime.
It is. I know you that well. I love that I know you that well.
I can never distinguish between Coldplay song titles.
They all sound the same to me.
I'm not even saying that. I like
this
them.
Modern music.
I like them, but I just don't know what the names of the songs are. It's weird. I know the lyrics, but not the song names.
It's good. It's a little blind spot for you. But okay. So this is the final one. Think Chris.
Chris. Matt, what's your name? Midnight Matt. I've done it again. I can't believe it. I was just so excited to recognise it.
I think this is what Matt did last time we played Beat the Intro when he got excited. Here we go.
Matt.
Why are you so excited?
Matt's because it's crisscross and jump, isn't it? I'm pretty sure.
Jump, jump.
It is. Lovely.
Mass! Gotta go to Mass! See you later!
Oh dear.
Right, let's wrap this up, shall we, for everyone's sake. Annie got two.
Okay, it's more respectable.
Yeah, it is,
than
usual.
Well done. Yeah, it wasn't like Glenn Helpshwin anyway. It's fine.
Mass, you got five. Glenn, you got nine. Yeah. Bravo, well done. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It's kind of bits and bobs of the team, and Ben's going to be in the hot seat, but we will all be back together on January the 6th when Emma Jones is going to be back in the news chair. And I'm not going to lie, I think that might be a good thing. Anna, that seems harsh. And you know, and I say this to you both on air and off air, I am your number one fan. You know, I message you that stuff. But I think that maybe the wheels have come off a little bit and it is about time that Emma Jones returned, because I couldn't let this slide. On Wednesday, when we were handing in our cool badges, this happens.
All I could find was bins for, you know, what day of the week you've got to take your willy bin out.
You did say it. Take your willy bin out.
That's why I just thought it's good that Emma's coming back now.
Take your willy bin out.
It's
a good job I didn't notice.
No, you didn't notice, no. I don't think it is a good job you didn't notice because you said willy on my breakfast show. But whatever. So we had so many messages and we thought, no, surely.
Surely she didn't.
Surely she didn't. So we've slowed it down.
Willy bin.
VAR have looked at it. It's pretty clear, right?
They've drawn the line.
Yeah. The ref did a really weird hand gesture. Yeah.
Like on a school desk. Yeah. Oh, let's hear it again.
Willy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
take your willy bin out.
People might say that this is childish. childish of us on the final show of the year. I just wanted to let you know that we couldn't let it slide, and I'm just really pleased that Emma's going to be back in the hot seat in January. All jokes aside, as I've already said on the show, Annie, you're going to be with us every single Friday in 2025, and that is a lovely thing. But if you could just avoid...
take the willy bin out.
That kind of stuff, that would be a big help.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. It is also the 20th of December. If you are still participating in Whamageddon, then let me just say, bravo. You've got until midnight on Christmas Eve. Once you've made it that far, you are a Whamageddon champion. The only time I've ever achieved that, lockdown. That's the only time. And that was before TikTok as well, because TikTok has taken a lot of people. Mm. TikTok is like the online rickshaw. Yeah. It's taken so many people out this year, hasn't it? Paul has messaged in saying, Dave and the team, I'm sad to say that I was whammed hard in the GP's waiting room. Ooh. Cruel from the surgery, really. Yeah. People are already not feeling their best when in a waiting room. Whamming all of us adds insult to injury. Literally, says Paul. So we are kind of bidding you farewell in around an hour's time for the rest of the year. So you're kind of out there on your own. We wish you the best of luck. One thing we focused on since we started Whamageddon way back on December 1st is that covers and remixes are absolutely fine. And that led us to making contact with a social media phenomena in the shape of Fernando Ufre. He basically does covers of songs as Cartman from South Park.
He's a great man.
And he said he would love to help out. He really loved the premise of that. He then went and listened to some of the shows on the podcast and he really enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
So we got a super personalised cover of Wham's Last Christmas that he wants us all to enjoy.
Hey Dave, this is Fernando,
a.k.a. the Singing Cartman. And this is my rendition of Wham's Last Christmas for the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. You guys! Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, gave it away. This year too, save me from care. I give it to someone special.
Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. It is, in fact, the final show of the year. So in recent times, I've been looking back at some of my favourite moments from 2024 in Breakfast Wrapped. And right now, earlier on in the year, back in March, in fact, we were exploring that whole concept of one set of talky bits, but with nine different playlists. And we went, thanks to mainly Matt and Glenn, into a very, very strange place. So I'm going to give you a scenario where you need to play a song coming up on one of our nine different playlists. You've got to tell me which station you would go for. And your scenario is this. You're getting married. You're about to walk down the aisle, played in by a world-famous cellist. Which Absolute Radio station do you pick to walk down the aisle with your chosen bride or groom? Do you choose the main station and do it to Muse? The look on your face, Matt, tells me it won't be Muse. Not such a happy couple!
I don't think it's fitting of the occasion, really, is it?
Yeah, it's more like a christening.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what about would you choose 70s for a bit of Van Morrison?
Oh, this is real weapons.
Would you do like a flash mob thing as well?
Oh, yeah. We'd have a rehearsed.
Sorry, 2011.
A rehearsed dance routine, yeah. Oh,
that
yeah,
made me feel ill thinking yeah, about that to this oh, song. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were all so bad. Your final station you can choose from is the award winning Absolute 80s.
Kaja Goo Goo, yes.
So, Glenn, let me start with you. Which station you choose and talk down the aisle to?
I'm going with this. I'm going with Kaja Goo, yeah. And they're meaningless lyrics.
I love it, yeah.
And I can't begin to understand what this chorus is about. And
about.
No, and so as a result, that's why.
Too shy.
May I say Kaja Goo Goo instead of I do?
Kaja Goo Goo. Kaja Do Do.
Yes. Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it. Not only Friday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show done, not only the final edition of a week's worth of The Breakfast Show done, but the final episode of 2024 is now done. It has been an incredible year to be on air. It really has. We've done some remarkable things on this show, and we've done them thanks to you guys out there. Because, you know, whilst I know you have very busy lives, I say that regularly, don't I, Matt Dyson?
Yes.
I know you have very busy lives. You have lots of stuff going on in your personal lives, but you always take the time to get in touch. You always inspire us with your brilliant stories. And when we're fortunate enough to get you guys on air and you join in the fun that we're having, you never, ever let us down. You never disappoint us. In fact, a little peek behind the curtain for you. We put together something that we call the awards tape. So it's an entry into a radio industry awards. Mm. And when we listen back to that entry, it is 95% you guys out there.
You are the stars of the show.
You are the stars of the show. You really are. Which is why we had fewer guests this year. We had fewer guests on this breakfast show this year than we have ever had. And the reason for that is that Lucy in Manchester is much better than some Hollywood superstar peddling their wares.
Exactly. I'd much rather hear that. A guy talking about a leg of favourites of tattoos than some celebrity at a junket.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly why we're doing it. So you are kind of leading the way on this breakfast show. And 2024, you have been out of this world. I am so grateful. So we leave you with one final edition of the podcast. Matt, I hope you don't mind me nipping in here.
No,
we're gonna name it Get Your Willy Bin Out. Yeah, it has to be Get Your Willy Bin Out. You can get that wherever you get your pods. So up next, across all nine of our different playlists, of course, the No Repeat Guarantee is going to continue. And today on the Christmas Cash Countdown, we've got £520,000 to give away. We guarantee to do it. Today is the day. You'll get the details of how you get in the draw. So that is it from me. I will be back with you on Monday, the 6th of January. My biggest thanks to you again. Stay safe, stay entertained, have a fantastic Christmas, and for the final time this year, arrivederci.